The Hopkins County Sheriff's Office and the Sulphur Springs Police Department have been affiliated with the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force for the past year. Wednesday morning, after yet another arrest for online solicitation of a minor, Sheriff's Chief Criminal Investigator Lewis Tatum shared some stats compiled over the past year.
Well, this ICAC investigation that we've been doing, we've been about a year now in the process between the Sheriff's Office and Sulphur Springs PD. As of the one they brought in yesterday, Hopkins County has got 12 arrests with 51 cases. But ours also includes child pornography. A lot of child porn cases in ours. And Sulphur Springs PD, they've got 7 arrests on the ICAC investigation. All theirs is the online solicitation. But all together, in the past year, we've had 19 arrests and 58 cases. So I think they've been working pretty hard at it.
How does this all work? You guys are part of this task force, right?
Correct. We've got 2 officers, Corley Weatherford and another officer. I'm not sure if he's still going to be a member of it or not. And then Sulphur Springs PD has got Amanda Weatherford. And she's doing a real good job with the online cases. They won't quit coming. You know, we put it out there. It's why we put it out in the media. Maybe they'll stop, but they will not. It's just, thank goodness we're doing it. Could you imagine what's happening to our children if we weren't?
This is headquartered in Fort Worth, is that correct?
Arlington, I believe,
over the Metroplex.
Correct.
Do they just alert you that there's some kind of activity in your area involved?
No, they're monitoring it here. Monitoring it here. These officers have got the capability of doing it here. And very few small communities like this have this, but man, it's turned over a bunch of cases.
Yeah. Mainly in the area, well, obviously online solicitation, a lot of those, but also in the child porn area, we've had lots of cases of those on the computers and stuff.
Correct. And Sergeant Weatherford, Corley Weatherford, he takes care of most of that. That's something that it's hard for any of us to work on. And I know the district attorney and all, it's pretty disgusting. It is that.
Yeah, do they undergo any kind of training or anything to make sure that the cases are handled properly? I mean, you're dealing with people online, you know, and you don't want to encourage too much and that sort.
Correct. They've all been to school on all this. They've got all their accreditations to do these cases.
Are these statistics eye-opening for you, kind of surprising?
Or? It is, especially as much as we put it in the media. You know, you would think that they would get the hint that you're going to get arrested.
Yeah.
But they continue to do it. I guess it's just too overwhelming, the temptation for them, it is.
We seem to get a lot from the Metroplex area, you know. Of course, online, you can be from anywhere. But there seems to be a lot of that coming over here and trying to set things up with what they think are minor girls, mostly over here.
Correct. I don't know if they just think because of where we live that we're not going to catch them, and they're targeting our children. I don't know what's making them do this. I don't think we're alone in this. I don't think it's just Hopkins County and Sulphur Springs. I think this is happening everywhere. But I just don't know if surrounding agencies have got the capability of catching them. You know, like we have these officers that are in this ICAC group, but they have been helping surrounding counties also. If they if they see it, they'll let them know. And I know they work some over in Hunt County also.
KSST News.